Ngā mihi nui and a very good morning to you, Auckland. It's 5 minutes past nine and you're listening to 104.6 Planet FM and Keep Auckland Beautiful. I've got an encore interview for you this morning from late last year, so ignore the dates, but everything in this interview is actually up to date. And this is more than just Auckland. Anybody interested in the outlook for someday, anywhere in the country, have a go. Good morning, David, and welcome to the show.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. So tell me, in a nutshell, what is the outlook for someday?
The outlook for someday is New Zealand's sustainability film project for young people. We've been going 10 years, and we began with a film challenge for young people, which we now call the Someday Challenge, because we've been really getting into our Someday branding.
Right.
The challenge is for anyone up to the age of 24, because under 25 is a internationally recognised definition of young people. So anyone up to the age of 24, make a short film, up to 5 minutes long.
Okay.
Related to the theme of sustainability, but how you interpret sustainability.
So it's pretty broad.
Yep. Yeah, we look at sustainability holistically, and we're encouraging young people to look at all the levels and layers mm-hmm. and interlocking bits of sustainability, whether it's social, environmental, and, you know, and those things interrelate with each other. So anyway, so the Someday Challenge is a film challenge with a deadline, with rules, and lots of support from us as an organisation. And we have 20 winning films each year.
Wow.
And we end up with an awards ceremony, which is, we call, branding here again, the Someday Awards.
Sure.
And we have that this year on Thursday the 8th of December, and it's going to be live streamed. And you can get to that through the Outlook for Someday website, which is theoutlookforsomeday.net. We began the film challenge 10 years ago, and at some point we worked out, you know, why are we doing this? And we came up with some more grandiose words to help grow a generation of sustainability storytellers. And it made sense to us from our experience of running the film challenge in 2011. So we'd been running it a few years by then. We started the film challenge in 2007. And in 2011, we launched our workshops, which are 1 or 2 day workshops for young people to work with sustainability and filmmaking, and go through quite a quick process in a day. They all get a filmmaking experience where they develop, you know, it's about idea generation and you know, forming the basic structure of a film. You know, in a way, what early on in the workshops, we did quite a lot of technical support work, which we still do. But the most important thing is storytelling.
That's right.
And finding the stories. And then whatever gear you've got, you know, high quality, low quality, if your story comes through,
it doesn't matter.
Well, it matters, but well, actually yeah. The story is the strongest thing. And so we focused our 1 day and 2 day filmmaking workshops on storytelling with film around sustainability. So they began in 2011, and this year we've done more than we've ever run 40 workshops this year, more than we've ever done before.
Right. Now, we're Keep Auckland Beautiful, but these 40 workshops are nationwide, right?
Yeah.
I know this is an Auckland show, but this is everywhere, right?
Yeah. So we're an Auckland-based organisation.
Sure.
We have a relationship with Auckland Council as a partner in the project, but we're also, you know, we're a national project. A number of those workshops are in Auckland, and each year we try and run a number of workshops in Auckland for which we get various bits of local funding to help support them. And we, as well as having, you know, what we call our standard one-day workshops, we've been evolving workshops which we call our Kaupapa Māori workshops, and they're focused particularly towards Rangatahi Māori.
Mm-hmm.
This year we've been able to run them as 2 day workshops, and I think we run 5 around the country, including one in Auckland this year. And then we've also been evolving workshops focused towards young Pacifica, and we weren't we were able to hold one of those in Christchurch this year. We'll definitely be...
So that's a new feather in your cap.
Yeah, so we're trying to make the workshops work. On the one hand, you know, throughout the country, we want workshops to be available to young people wherever they live. But then also to think about how particular sectors of young people can benefit from the workshops and how we can tailor them towards them. I mean, and, you know, Māori Pacifica is obviously, you know, people to start work with there and to help support the participation of young Māori and young Pacifica in the film industry and in storytelling with film. And then we're starting to look about where else we can go. And, you know, there are areas of social disadvantage, sectors of social disadvantage. You know, whether there are areas of literacy disadvantage, and digital literacy is one of the things we can offer with our filmmaking workshops.
Sure.
And our work that we're doing through the Film Challenge. So it's starting to look at how we can make the workshops work for different communities. Of course, it's all funding dependent.
Of course.
We had a strategic planning meeting earlier this year, and we decided with the trustees of Connected Media, Connected Media Trust is the organisation that's behind the project, we said, if we're going to expand the workshop series, which we call the Sunday Workshops, still right, pushing my brand, if we're going to expand them, the principle of expansion is inclusion. And that's not just geographic inclusion, that's social inclusion.
How different is the storytelling style of, say, Māori versus Pakeha? I mean, is it palpable? Can you see it when you do the workshops? Or are you really just breaking down specific barriers with different groups, whether they be a digital divide or a literacy divide, the things you mentioned earlier?
Well, I feel, being honest, I can answer that better, if not really well, but certainly better, around storytelling by Rangatahi and Tamariki Māori than I can with Pacifica.
You've just started.
We've got more work to do with young Pacifica and their engagement in the project. But, and that's an area... I mean, we work with the Film Commission and we're agreeing with them. I hope this is all right for me to say, Dale, publicly. But we're both talking about that this is work that we need to work on together to engage young Pacifica in these types of filmmaking projects. But with young Māori, you know, on the one hand, it's Māori cultural takes on sustainability. Working with films with Te Reo. We have an award in the Film Challenge, which is for, we call it the Whakatipuranga Award, which Māori Television are the partner associated with this year.
Okay.
And that's for thinking about the future in from a Māori indigenous cultural standpoint. A couple of years ago, we had a winning film by a young Māori filmmaker who was based in Christchurch, which was about the shore dotterel or shore plover, and it was totally in Te Reo Māori. And one of the things we do with the winning films each year is we enter them into international festivals around the country, part of our commitment to each of the 20 winning filmmakers or teams is that we will enter their film into at least one international film festival the following year. And so that's become part of the prize package, and we've realised, you know, that's something we can contribute as an organisation to the prize package. So 2 years ago, Tamai Rangi Harvey made this film called Te Ao o Te Tuturuatu, which was about the world of the shore plover. And it was a winning film in the Film Challenge in 2014. We entered it into the Japan Wildlife Film Festival in 2015. And the film was selected from, you know, like over 1,000 international films, and it's an adult film festival. It was selected for the film festival, and Tamai Rangi and her mum and I went to Tokyo for the film festival, and sure enough, she won an award.
Wow.
And in a way, that repeated a tradition, actually, because 2 years before, Japan The Japan Wildlife Film Festival is a biannual film festival. 2 years before, another film by Natasha Bishop had also won an award at that festival. So we seem to be hitting the right note at that particular festival.
But that's a fabulous opportunity for a young person.
Yeah.
To explore some storytelling through that medium, but then, boom, hit the international stage.
Yeah. And one of the things that was recognised, you know, by the judges and the film festival in Japan was how, you know, they really liked hearing young Maori voices and the story that a young Maori voice was telling in this film, and they said, let's have more of them.
Right.
So, I mean, in this year, we're really quite pleased about it. 6 of the 20 winning films that we've got in the film challenge this year are by Rangatahi Maori and Tamariki Maori.
Are you letting out secrets 4 days before the awards?
No, I'm not, okay, because cool. because when we announced the awards on the 28th of November, last Monday, we announced that 6 of the 20 winning films were made by young Maori filmmakers, and also that 13 of the 20 winning films were made by young women filmmakers or teams, which was quite a statistic.
That's extraordinary as well. That's great.
And, you know, you've had people in the film industry, you know, calling for more involvement by young women filmmakers in what I call the authorial roles, you know, directors and
that's
writers.
Right.
And and what we found, and look, we haven't gone out of our way to promote or angle the outlook for someday towards young women as opposed to young men. But what we have found is that young women are participating in large numbers. I mean, over 50% of our participants in the film challenge and in the workshops are young women. So there's something about, I think, on the one hand, the theme and kaupapa of the project, and possibly something about the way we work that is presenting opportunities and openings for young women. So what we hope we're doing is, through the participation of young women and young Maori, and hopefully through Young Pacifica, and then hopefully through, you know, the other areas of inclusion of young people,
as you expand,
we're opening opportunities for people to walk through, tell their stories, grow their self-expression, and if they want to go further, participate in the industry that we're part of, the film industry. And that's why the I think the Film Commission is a partner in the project, because, you know, we're doing that, and we're doing that with sectors that could do with more representation.
Sure.
And you know, Jane Campion, you know, she's been beating a big drum about we need more participation by women filmmakers
in
the industry, and so we hope we're sort of helping to support and grow that generation coming through. So what we've been evolving through this is what we're calling a talent development pathway.
Right.
You've got the workshops, and you've got the film challenge. We began the film challenge first, and then we added the workshops. And the workshops tend to be for intermediate and secondary age filmmakers. The film challenge is for anyone up to the age of 24.
Right.
So you get, in the 20 winning films, you get these, you know, tertiary age filmmakers alongside young people from primary.
Right.
This year, the 20 winning films have been made by individuals and teams aged from 7 to 21 from all over New Zealand.
That's pretty good.
We also have a standout winning film, mm-hmm. which hasn't yet been announced. That'll be announced.
Is that the draw card for the big night?
They don't know yet which special award they're going to get on Thursday. We've got 20 special...
20 categories, yes.
Well, we call them...
special awards.
Ways of ways of honouring the films.
Sure.
We try to steer away from categories. But,
right.
Because we don't ask them to enter into a particular category.
Correct, right, yeah.
But the judges choose the 20 winning films, and then they share out the special awards, one each. And they also choose the standout winner, which will be announced on Thursday night and be played in full at the awards ceremony and out through the live stream. Well, they're all the 20 films are already up for watching. You can go to the Outlook for Sunday site at www.theoutlookforsunday.net or just Google the Outlook for Sunday.
Right, and is the live stream link there?
And on the front page there's a link to the live stream. And you can watch all the winning films now. They're on the site. And then when we're encouraging people to share them, they're freely embeddable wherever you want, in your Facebook, wherever you want. We encourage, you know, for us it's not about controlling the content, it's about encouraging people to share it around,
disseminate the content.
And from when we put the films up on the 28th of November up till midnight on the Monday the 5th of December, which is today,
correct?
So people have got today to go in and vote. You can go in and vote.
Oh, so the voting is open until midnight tonight.
Yeah, New Zealand On Air is a partner in the project. They've got their name to it. This year it's the New Zealand On Air audience favourite. And for the film that wins that vote, two people will go on a tour of the facilities at Miramar.
Right.
A Park Road Post, where the digital... We're at a workshop, and also Stone Street Studios, and they'll get an on-set visit with the latest production of Wingnut Films, which is Mortal Engines.
Mm-hmm.
So we think that's a pretty good prize. And also the two people associated with the standout winning film will also go on that tour. So four people associated with two of the winning films will go on that tour. And also there's quite a cool camera that's available for the film that wins the vote for audience favourite. And then there are also some smaller prizes for voters to encourage people to vote.
Oh,
little
right.
incentives.
Right, so you've got roughly 14 hours to view some films and vote for some favourites.
And often we find it just happens through filmmakers,
family,
friends, social media campaigns.
They're pushing and sharing, which is the point.
And that's the part of filmmaking now. You know, in the old days, filmmaking was you made your film and you delivered it to a broadcaster or, you know, to the distributor, and they did all the promotion. Now, in large parts, much larger than it was, it's about what you do yourself to promote your film. So the business of promoting, voting for audience favourite, we think, is just part of that, supporting people through the growth of their own self-promotional strengths.
Right.
to be filmmakers.
This is a red carpet event, isn't it? I mean, you're literally rolling out a red carpet and making these young people feel special.
And we have our own red carpet as one of our project assets.
Right.
Because I think the one at the Altair Centre got damaged a few years back, and what they found is that they haven't got such a great need to replace it. So we come along each year with our own red carpet.
With your own red carpet.
They provide a hell of a lot of equipment and, you know, support the project in huge ways. So I just want to be respect to Auckland Live, and that we are very happy to bring our own
red carpet,
which right now, as Rick can see, I'm lovingly hugging.
Point.
Yeah, so what we do is we invite filmmakers and their families, and we invite partners.
With 20 filmmakers, you could easily fill a venue with just friends and family.
We hope to.
So
we hope to.
Live stream is how people like me can drop in
can
and enjoy the
out.
Evening.
Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant.
So, just backtracking into my thing about the talent development pathway, what we've launched this year, which we're calling Someday Stories, which is the opportunity of young people who are emerging from 18 to 29 to make short films 8 to 12 minutes long, so a bit longer than the 5-minute limit for the film challenge. But it's not a film challenge. They are commissioned films for which we're encouraging young filmmakers to send in proposals and fill in the application form. And we work with them, it's a series. It's a series of 6 short films and called Someday Stories. And we're the series producer. So it's not a film challenge, it's more of a commission thing.
Right.
And they're each of the 6 filmmakers or teams are going to get $10,000 of production funding. and then they're going to deliver to us the files, and then we're also going to support them through final stages of post-production, for which they don't need to spend their $10,000
on post-production. Wow, when does that start?
So the deadline for submissions, applications, proposals, is the 16th, 12 noon on the 16th of December.
So less than a fortnight.
But not that much less than a fortnight. And so anyone who's listening to right now, you know, if you're one of those young emerging filmmakers, we'd love to see your proposal. And if you know someone, encourage them to put in the proposals. We hope we're not going to get too many.
Is that on the website?
Yeah, that's all on the website. And Okay. Again, there's a link to Sunday Stories on the homepage of the website. And there's an RFP, request for proposals document there, and a budget template and an application form.
So Sunday Stories is for 18 to 29, which is a little bit older.
So we hope that will appeal.
That will appeal, I'm sure.
And we hope to be working. You know, we're going to have to make some choice out of what comes through, but we're going to be choosing six along with we'll choose them with our screen partners, who are Māori Television On Demand and The Wireless and The Coconut. And so, you know, we're hoping there'll be a mix of Māori and Pacifica and Pākehā and anything else
ultimate destination for the series is those three networks.
Well, those three networks are the screen partners working with us and to choose the films and screen them, and that helps generate the New Zealand On Air funding that is enabling the series of films to be made and for young people to get their production funding. The New Zealand Film Commission is also on board, as is The Body Shop. I haven't mentioned The Body Shop yet. We love The Body Shop. They have supported this project from day one.
From its inception.
And they've not just supported us, but held us through some difficult times. They've been in there and they're remaining involved. So big shout out to Barry Thomas, managing director of The Body Shop. And the Film Commission are also supporting the talent development aspect of Sunday Stories. We will team up the commissioned six filmmakers or teams, each with a mentor from the film industry who will work with them as they take their project through all the way through to completion.
That's really exciting.
And so we'll be working, you know, with the filmmaking teams, each of them teamed up with a mentor, and people were delivering stuff to us in stages that their mentors also shared in supporting them through. You know, and we'll be doing the business. I call it the business. We'll be doing the business in the professional way. We'll be expecting cost reports and reports on each stage.
So when does, and I'm stepping back to the film challenge, which is for the younger set, when does that actually kick off?
The workshops are usually the first thing that takes place, and we've been up to now tending to run them from May to August. Now, what we're trying to do, and we hope to be starting next year, is running workshops from earlier in the year so that we don't have this packed workshop period.
Sure,
so
we start in February, March, and spread them out?
Yeah, if we can. And then and then also letting people know about the film challenge. I mean, you know, I try not to say there's a formal kickoff, actually. Mm. I mean, there's an entry deadline for next year, which will be in September. I mean, you know, what we found is a lot of people are making their films in term three of the school year. And the thing is that the basics of the film challenge are the same every year. It's a film up to 5 minutes long. It's sustainability focused. The question is, what does sustainability mean to you? And you can make it film with any camera. We've got no particularly technology.
No technology minimums.
It is important that people, I will say this, if you're listening out there, young filmmakers, and you're going to make something on your mobile phone or your tablet, make sure you turn it round to landscape format rather than filming your thing in portrait format. And as people are increasingly using those devices to film, that sort of, you know, filmmaking 101 era we're starting to see.
Sure.
And, you know, and we've been known to say, hey, it's not eligible. It's in portrait format. But if you go back and reshoot it and resend it in, then you know hopefully it can be eligible for judging. And that's something what I want to say, because any young person who's participated in this project, they'll tell you it, and it's no secret that we have an entry deadline, and then we give support for any film that's not eligible that comes in by the entry deadline. We support them to get things right, like technical things right,
sure. Legal
things right. If they've got unlicensed music, we say, hey, you know,
go get this sorted, sure.
Yeah.
And we give unlicensed images, whatever they've borrowed.
Yeah, and we give them, you know, a date to get that right. And the principle that we work on is that we give that support to any film that needs it. And so it's a fair principle. I mean, of course, some films, but they're not that many, come in as eligible on arrival. But usually there's something, or there's missing information on the application form. I don't want to encourage this to happen. The more things we can get eligible on arrival, the better. But it's a principle of the project that we provide that support. And I think that's part of, actually, our success, that young people, you know, find this, they're not...
They're not rejected.
Yeah. and they're supported to get over the winning line. So, look, I love the 48-hour film festival,
sure.
You know, and I know young people who participated in it. I've acted in one of the films in it, and you know, like, I think it's great. And we're something different. We're not about diving over the finish line in the last 10 minutes. We're about get your time, get it right. And if there aren't things that aren't right, well, we're help
get you over the line.
I mean, the crucial thing about that support is that we don't intervene editorially or creatively.
Well, you'd be shocked to find that we're running out of time.
Because I've been babbling on.
Your passion is evident. And there's nothing wrong with it, because that is exactly what bleeds down into these young people and then their passion for film. So, quickly, how do people get involved if their school isn't having a workshop or their community isn't having a workshop? Is most of what they need at the website?
Yeah, I mean, the information is at the website.
The key portal.
And at the website, if you go there, the most useful thing you can probably do to stay informed is sign up. You know, you're giving your email
address.
Drop
your email in. The
Outlook for Someday.
I know I just said Someday.
Yeah,
I apologize.
Happens all the time. .net.
The Outlook for Someday.net.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's been around now 10 years, so.
So everything they need to know is there, and probably the best thing they can do is literally just get on the email list.
Sign up, yeah.
Because then they'll get those regular nudges to say, hey, we got something coming up.
Yeah, so when we're launching the series of workshops, and when we're promoting the film challenge, and Someday Stories, and encouraging people to watch the winning films and vote for them. You know, we sent out an email last Monday 28th when we put the winning film, 20 winning films live. An email went out to all the sign-ups,
sure,
encouraging them to watch them and vote.
So that's the last plug. You've got about 14 hours to go vote for the... vote for your favourite amongst the 20 winning entries.
The 20 winning films.
The 20 winning films.
Yeah. So we do try to say those... you know, some people talk about them being the finalists. We have a shortlist now, which we also, you know, screen before the 20 winning films. We put them up on Vimeo before the 20 winning films are shown.
No, these winning films, they've already won.
Yeah, and they get to the awards and they find out which award they've won. And sure, now, you know, a few years back, the judges went, we want to name this film the standout winner. And I kind of went, ooh.
We don't have
a gold, silver, or bronze. We have 20 winning films. And I went, okay, but I do get the idea of a standout winner. And so we've continued that tradition. And now the Body Shop, you know, is the key partner of the project.
As one of the founding partners and supporters.
Yeah, we call it the Body Shop Standout Winner.
There you go.
Yeah, it's got a bit of a ring to it, isn't it?
All right. Well, David, thank you so much for coming on to the show this week. Good luck on Thursday.
Thank you, Rick.
Very good. Thank you so much.
Kia ora. Thank you.
Kia ora.
Thanks for listening. If you've missed anything in today's program, don't forget, you can listen again online at any time. planetaudio.org.